healthier, more firm stool, which allows for a cleaner rectum because you're able to pass it all at once.
Yes.
I just smacked myself in the face. Sorry, guys.
So excited.
Yeah. Without getting too far, like too much further into like what you should and shouldn't eat, because I don't want to tell you how to live your life.
Yeah.
Complex carbs, fruits and veggies, nuts and seeds.
Yeah.
Stuff that
fiber-rich foods.
Fiber-rich foods. Stuff that you know is healthy.
Yeah.
Like I said, juices and smoothies do not count. Anything that reports to increase your metabolism is likely going to cause your body to jumpstart a bowel movement, which means you're going to have watery bowel movement because it's not fully digested, which means you're going to have diarrhea, which is going to make your time douching much harder, which is the water is not going to run clear.
It will not.
And you are going to have a bad time.
And also your anus is going to be irritated.
Your anus is going to be so irritated.
So it's just not going to be pleasurable in any way.
No, you're going to have a burning bum. It's going to be the worst.
So just, you know, these are just suggestions. Obviously, you don't have to do any of this.
These are just suggestions, but also like take my word for it.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been there and it's not great.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay. And then dildo. That's our last D. So after whatever cleaning you decide to do, explore the area with a toy, especially if you have not done anal before.
Yes.
Do it yourself beforehand. You like figure out your body beforehand. Find
like any sex thing. Figure out what's going on with you before you introduce another person.
Yes. So this allows you to check if the area is clean as you want it.
True.
Also allows for you to prep the area and begin loosening up the muscles of the anus, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's also good to begin exploring yourself with toys and fingers before engaging in any penetration, if penetration is the goal for you, because you have more control of the size of things that are being put inside your body. So start small, and when you're comfortable with whatever it is that you're using, then just increase the size until you're at the size where you're able to comfortably receive your partner, whether it's their genitals or their strap for pegging.
Yeah.
So there's even anal training kits available at like different sex stores too. Like you can get them online, you can get them locally as well. And they're essentially just like different size butt plugs that you would wear to help you kind of get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how you kind of prepare yourself for it. And like anything else, foreplay, take the time.
Very much take the time, especially with anal intercourse, because it's lube it up, spend a lot of time.
And lube up everything, like lube up your douche, lube up your hand, lube up your toys, lube it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing should go
like,
in there.
Like, honestly, probably use what you think is too much. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Water-based lubes.
Yes, don't dissolve your toys, don't dissolve your condoms.
Mm-hmm. Silicone-based lubes are long-lasting, which is fun, but they are good for condoms and not a lot of toys. A lot of toys can degrade because of silicone-based lubes.
Yeah.
So check your toys' instructions and such.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm out of breath.
It's a lot of information.
Doing a lot here for you people.
You are working.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, the prostate. We've heard about it.
The mythical prostate.
Who is she?
Who is she? What is she about? What does she want about? With me?
Do you know anything about the prostate, Megan?
Don't know very much.
Don't know very much.
I don't.
If you were to give me one thing that you think you know about it right now.
Oh, no. It's involved in the like cycle that produces sperm. Somehow.
Yeah.
But okay, I don't know exactly where it comes in, to be honest with you.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So the prostate is a gland of the male reproductive system in most mammals.
Interesting.
The function of the prostate is to secrete a likely.
to it should be secrete, might be alkaline. We don't know.
Yeah. To secrete a slightly alkaline fluid, milky or white in appearance, that in humans usually constitutes roughly 30% of the volume of semen, along with the spermatozoa and seminal vesicle fluid.
Huh.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it's just part of the like the travel that semen.
It's another gland involved in producing fluid.
Yeah.
Cool.
Keeping the sperms living and mobile.
Yeah.
Yes. So anal stimulation of the prostate, whether internal or external, can be really super duper pleasurable.
Oh, who knew?
I knew.
I know. We all knew, but yeah, there you go.
We did. So the prostate is located approximately 2 to 4 inches inside the male rectum, just below the bladder.
Hmm.
Okay. You can usually reach it by inserting about like 2 knuckles worth of your forefinger and exploring and like try and find like a small, it's usually like walnut shaped, but like, I don't know. I don't even know what a walnut really is. So I know it's round.
Okay. Yeah, no, that would make sense.
Search around for something round. You'll figure it out. It feels different. It does feel different from the rest of the canal and the rectum. Like, it's a noticeable bump. Yeah, so remember to use the lube as we said. Go slowly. Also, do not poke the hole with the tip of your finger, but massage your way in using the pad of your finger. This is a very good tip that I learned, and, like, Everyone should know that. Yes. Do not poke with the tip, but massage with the pad.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. It also helps use the muscles in your anus to allow your finger or whatever you happen to be using inside. So basically you lightly like push out as if you were passing a BM.
Yeah.
So that the muscles kind of like open up and allow right. for entry.
Right.
Yeah. It's really, never mind. No, wait, I'm going to tell you. Okay. So like the muscles you can like do, it kind of feels like, it feels almost like if you are inserting something and you are using the muscles to like push out, you can almost like kind of like swallow with.
It's the same kind of muscle. Yeah, it's like still the a sphincter. Same, yeah.
Yeah, the sphincter opening and closing is very much like taking a bit and a bit. In a bit, in a bit.
Right.
It's really, it's like a, it's a interesting. Unique experience.
Interesting. And like, yeah, absolutely use your body to your advantage. Don't like try to get it out of yeah. the way. Like,
oh my
you
God,
want
yeah.
your body to be involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once inside, you can use any number of techniques to stimulate the prostate, like taps, gentle rubs, a come hither motion. I do love a come hither.
A come hither motion. That's funny.
Yeah. Come hither motion also works very well on the vagina. If you.
That's true.
If you want that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Find out what you like. Do it.
Try it out.
Yeah. You can also stimulate the prostate externally if you're not ready to dive right in yet.
Yeah.
So the perineum is the area of skin located between the scrotum, which are the balls, just mm-hmm. in case you forgot, and your anus, also sometimes referred to as the taint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you rub the perineum, you should be able to feel the penile bulb. Why are you giggling over there?
Say it again. What's...
Perineum. Is that not it?
I really pronounce perineum, but that's...
Perineum. 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 I'm going off the Sex and the City episode where oh. they go to a tantric workshop and Charlotte's given the hand job and the woman there says perineum.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard it said that way.
Do you want me to change? Do you want me to say perineum?
No, do it that way. It's I'm just funny to me because I'd never heard it said that way.
So the
it sounds
perineum.
Like a flower.
Oh, like a perennial.
Yeah. That's why it sounds funny to me. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
Okay,
it was
listen,
making me laugh.
I'm no professional. I could be wrong.
I'm a professional.
Here's the other thing. I don't care.
True. It just made me laugh. I'm sorry.
All right. All right. So what was I telling you? Rub the perennium.
Yes. Do
yes.
it.
Yes. So you should be able to feel the penile bulb, which is the area that forms the base of the penis. Further back from that, closer to the anus,
mm-hmm.
you feel like a tender spot. Mm. That's your prostate. You'll know. When you hit trust and believe, you'll know. It's like an orgasm. How do you know? You'll know. Yeah. So a lot of men, unfortunately, do not experience pleasure from external prostate stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
So no worries if it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
I highly recommend getting in there.
Mm.
With enough practice of massaging the prostate, too, you can even reach full orgasm from just prostate stimulation. Which
interesting.
Is craziness.
That's wild.
And apparently it's like very, I have not personally done it.
Yeah.
Sad. But yeah, apparently it's like wild. You like full body and like.
Apparently it's very different from other kinds of orgasms.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is what I have on anal today. I think I covered it all.
Yeah.
Any questions, Meg?
No.
Anything
I think
you want to add?
I covered it. I mean, like. It seems like kind of obvious, but like wear a condom. There's a lot of like, especially because a lot of what we learned about anal is from porn. People don't wear condoms. Wear one. It makes cleanup easier.
Wear one.
Oh, just do it. It makes cleanup easier. Obviously, it reduces your risk of STDs.
Yeah.
And you can get like a UTI, especially if you're, because like it's at the end of the day, even if you're douching, there's still like fecal matter up there. Something could happen. It's just better if you keep everything separated. So
mm-hmm.
wear a condom. It's just cleaner and easier, to be honest.
Yeah, of course.
And if you're afraid, like that's totally valid.
Yeah, I was gonna say like,
but like be prepared if you're afraid that your partner shouldn't then have to be brave for you so that you can experience.
Yeah, wait, what are you talking about? Pain or
no, if you're afraid of like, you're just like, I don't know what's gonna happen.
Oh, I was gonna say like, if you're afraid of poop, like
just... that happens.
You're going up someone's bum.
That's sorry. That's just part of it.
Yeah. Like that's know what you're getting into. Know that that
yeah.
is the main
talk
function.
Talk about it beforehand. Like with everything with sex. Talk to your partner beforehand about what you expect. What to do if something happens that you weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. Just prepare yourself. Okay? You never know.
And like poop does happen.
Yeah.
I've had it happen.
Sure.
To I've well, who? How do I nicely say this?
I don't know.
How do I put this in a comedic wording? I
good
have
luck.
left a
Hershey's
kiss.
I hated that. All right.
Sorry, I didn't know what to do. I left a Hershey's kiss on a man, and he dealt with it.
Then
I have had a schmear left on myself. Oh, that was worse. Sorry, that one was bad.
Nope. Really didn't like that. But anyway, it happens, and you just have to deal with it. Like, don't be immature about it. Just
don't
do it.
Yeah, don't get. I don't know. The people get shameful about it.
Yeah.
Everybody that's poops.
Yeah. Also, that's what that's for.
You were in the bum. Like, that's that what's gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly. So just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not comfortable with your partner, obviously it's not going to be comfortable. So, like, think of that before you start doing these kind of things. Be like, am I comfortable with this person? Am I comfortable if something happens that I'm going to be embarrassed by, that they're not going to then shame me for this, for a natural bodily function?
And if they do,
that's a problem, and you need to deal with it. Nip that in the bud,
as it were.
Get rid of
that one and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, go out there, explore, enjoy.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Doing what you do. And don't be ashamed if you want to try it, because it's totally normal. It's totally casual.
Did we say clean up after? Did we do that?
No.
You should. Wash your sheets.
Take a shower. Wash your sheets. Make sure you thoroughly clean your genitals, because, again, you're in somebody's anus. That's a place where fecal matter is.
Yeah.
As much as you clean it out, it's still going to be there. And you don't want that to be left on your body, because it can do bad things to you.
Absolutely.
Definitely clean yourself up. As with all sex things, though, like, clean yourself up after you take a shower.
No, for sure. Always. Yeah. Yeah.
Sex is dirty. Sex is messy. And that's the fun part about it. But you still should clean up after the fact.
Yeah. Also, don't ever go from anal to vaginal.
Yes.
That's dangerous. You can get bacterial vaginosis.
Yes. Switch. Change condoms. Take a break. Do something.
Take a break. Oh, take a break. Oh my gosh.
You don't have to just, like, rush through. Take a break. Yeah. Like, you know what? I need a break. I need a minute. This has been a lot. Take a break.
Yeah. You do not have to do like a 30-minute straight through.
Oh my goodness. Don't do 30 seconds. Please take, like, a good amount of time to, like, prep and, like, make out for a while in the middle. Be like, can we take a break?
I mean,
make,
like,
out for a minute.
I mean, like don't just, like, go at it for 30 straight minutes.
That too.
Yeah, like, you can be like, okay, this has been great. Let's take a hot second to do something else and then revisit this in, like, in a cute five.
In any way, always take a break at some, like, take breaks.
Take breaks. Rest up. Get a Gatorade.
This is not a porno. You don't have to have sex for an hour, start to finish, and then that's it.
Everybody relax.
Just chill. Just chill.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to take us out with a song.
Okay.
And then, that's anal.
This has been Having Sex with Megan.
And Jordan.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Send us your questions at havingsexwith@gmail.com. Our Instagram and our Twitter are Having Sex Show. We hope to see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, this is Warm Blood by Carly Rae Jepsen. Bye.
Bye.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Sometimes at night you look like a long white train, winding your way away somewhere. River, I love you, don't you care? Well, if you're on the run, winding someplace, just trying to find the sun. Whether the sunshine, whether the rain, river, I love you just the same. But sometimes in a time of trouble, I did the
Good evening, Cover Lovers. Welcome to a special fancy commercial edition of Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio 102.7 FM and on the web at luradio.ca. I am your host, Robin DeProfitis, and we are here to do what we do every week, and that's explore the art of the cover song. We have so much music tonight, and almost no talk about the big game. We have some Hexes and O's, some Shonen Knife, Lily Allen. We end with some Amanda Showers playing a ukulele and not a violin, which apparently is a big deal. Let's get down to it. Let's get it on. Here is Dutch Uncles with a song that's 40 years old. Can you believe it? Older than me. So people talking about it because round numbers. Go your own way.
Go your own way. seems so refined, but it isn't how it seems. Do you really find? Do you really think it's smart enough? Do you say that deliberately? Do you really think it's smart enough? Do you say that deliberately? Ba 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 ba
X's and O's with a take on Plumtree's Racing Gloves. Before that, we had Ausra with The Strokes Alone Together. We started off that set with Dutch Uncles performing Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way. Rumors is 40 years old this year. Can you believe it? So if you think of that and Don't Stop, that's all like your parents, what they were listening to. Or maybe even your grandparents. What they were listening to in high school. Makes you think. And getting back to Plumtree, just announced this week, as of like Monday, that there's going to be a full release of all of Plumtree's records for the first time on vinyl. A label called Label Obscura out of Toronto is putting that together. Limited to 300 each of each album, 300 pressing each. So I would say if you're down to it, get on it. Because it's going to be gone, and then you'll have to like deal with the internet, and who wants to do with that. Let's get back to it. Here is, who do we have? We have some Jonathan Brook, who's going to knock your socks off with this excellent Simon and Garfunkel cover.
Rolling in of the East River bank like a shroud. It covers Bleecker Street, fills the alleys where men sleep, hides the shepherd from the sheep. Voices leaking from a sad cafe. Smiling faces try to understand. I saw a shadow touch his shadow's hand on Baker Street. Holy, holy.
church bell softly chime in amen. Moody sustaining, it's a long road to Canaan. On Baker Street,
lightning never strikes anymore, but I can't make it rain because it would only lightning again. Lightning never strikes anymore, but I can't make it rain because it would only cause me pain. Because you don't love me yet, you don't love me yet. I just would forget. Because you don't love me, you don't love me yet. I have my star, but I never have begun. Because without you, I have my star, but I
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theater to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
A Swell Change of Pace. A silly song. Sung by an unsilly band, but one that likes to have fun. That was Shonen Knife with a take of the Riddles, sort of the Monty Python-esque parody of the Beatles, led by one Mr. Eric Idle, and bankrolled by George Harrison. So there, he knows how to poke fun at himself. That was Goose Step Mama. You're listening to Cover to Cover here on CILU Radio, 102.7 FM, and on the web at luradio.ca. I'm still Robin the Prophetess, and I'm still with you for another, 25 minutes. And then Aaron Pearson's in with PTO Junction to blow up your minds. Before the break, we heard from Bri Webb with his take of the Skydiggers' I Will Give You Everything. Okkervil River with a new one off of Amazon only compilation. Rocky Erickson's You Don't Love Me Yet. We started off that set with this smooth, beautiful voice of Jonathan Brook with Simon and Garfunkel's Bleecker Street. That gets me right in the feels, people. I sort of love her voice, and I need to find more of her. This half hour, I have some stuff by some Ryan Adams, a brand new one, some Carolyn Mark, and we end with some Amanda Shires. Let's get down to it. Let's get it on. Let's continue. Here is a song we premiered last week. Here's Miss Lily Allen with a little bit of Rufus.
I'm going to a town that has already been burnt down. I'm going to a place that has already been disgraced. I'm gonna see some folks who have already been let down. I'm so tired of America. I'm gonna make it up for all of the Sunday times. I'm gonna make it up for all of the nursery rhymes. They never really seem to want to tell the truth. I'm so tired of you, America. Making my
karma police. A restless man talks in mass. He buzzes like a fridge, like a detuned radio. Karma police. A restless girl. Hitler head is making me feel ill. We have crashed to party. This is what you'll get. This is what you'll get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us. Karma police, I've given all I can, it's not enough. I've given all I can, but we're still on the page. This is what you'll get. This is what you'll get. This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Sonny lives on a farm, on a wide open space. You can kick off your shoes and give up the race. You can lay down your head by a sweet river bed. Sonny always remembers the words his mama said. Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired. I'm not all that strong. Sonny carries a load, though he's barely a man. There ain't all that to do, still he does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs. And the waves keep on rolling, they've done that for years. Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, and the silence goes.
appetite. I'm not all that strong.
It's 100 miles to town. Sonny's never been there.
And he goes to the highway and stands there and stares. And the mail comes at 4. And the mailman is old, but he still dreams his dreams full of silver and gold.
Sonny's dreams can't be real. They're just stories he's read. They're just stars in his eyes, dreams in his head. And he's hungry inside for the wide world outside. And I know I can't hold him, though I've tried and I've tried and I've tried. Sonny, don't go away. I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home.
And the
nights get so long, and the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired. I'm not